Greetings, good morning, welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, here on the 14th of October, on a Monday, 2024. Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. The Present Truth Program podcasts are archived on 1360KHNC.com. During the week, from 6 to 7, the first hour of each day's program is aired again on 1360 AM Radio, Johnstown, Colorado. Well, Donald Trump was here in Colorado on Friday. I'll discuss that in just a few minutes. Now, this is out of today, Hal Turner radio show. Iran's leaders going into bunkers. So Iran, the president, and everybody going underground. In Lebanon, Netanyahu has told the United Nations, the United Nations interim force in Lebanon, to vacate, or they're going to be in danger. If they don't withdraw, they may get the flu from above. But Hal Turner states that out of concern about an Israeli strike, Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian will soon enter the strongest bunker in the world, alongside Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei. Israel claims it has a right to retaliate for Iran's recent ballistic missile attacks. Over about 200 ballistic missiles launched from Iran into Israel. Now, don't be too disturbed just yet. This conflict will ceiling out. It will hit a ceiling concerning Israel and Iran. Iran is being told by Russia, Putin is basically telling the president and Khamenei, don't push it too far. You're going to need help. We need to help you. We can't do it right now. We need 10 months to prepare. So hold back. Don't push anything just yet. And so don't think that this is going to escalate to Third World War conditions just yet. Not yet. Next summer, yes, not now. Go into the bunkers, though. Let's see, after Israel assassinated Ismail Haniyeh of Hamas in Tehran, Iran began to strike back. Iran has a right to strike back under United Nations Charter, Article 51, and Israel has no right to respond. It hit first. Israel hit first by taking out Haniyeh. Well, Hamas hit first, taking out how many people died so far? A little over a year ago, when Hamas attacked. Israel has been having to hit back not only Hamas, but Hezbollah, ISIL, the Houthis, seven fronts of conflict Israel is having to respond to in the West Bank. And who is assisting all of these enemies? Iran. Iran has made it explicitly clear that if Israel attacks them again, they'll be ready to respond within 15 minutes. And that response will be massive. We'll go after Israeli infrastructure, such as power plants, water processing plants, bridges, military bases, etc. This is a major threat. Netanyahu will respond to this. See, everything in Israel is kind of condensed, compacted, you might say, because Israel is such a small country. Iran is massive. But Iran is no match for Israel. This is where the nations are mistaken. They think that Iran is a threat to Israel. It's not. Iran has to have proxies. Hezbollah, Hamas, Daesh, ISIL, the Houthis, etc. They need terrorists in the Gaza Strip, the West Bank, Lebanon, Syria, coming out of Iraq and Yemen. It's like America. Our military in Europe is all of the NATO countries. Just kind of the same principle. Iran has all of the countries in the Middle East proxies. They don't have a chance against Israel. This is just the fact. Israel's holding its own on seven fronts. There are seven other nations. There are seven proxies in the cage, in the like a world extreme cage fighting. It's not Israel and one nation or one terrorist group. It's Israel and seven other terrorist groups in the cage. And Israel is doing a number on all of them. And Iran is the one that is the official in the cage, making sure that Israel doesn't take these nations out. I'll be back in a few minutes to continue. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
Attention seniors, do you get confused with all those Medicare ads on TV? You don't have to call an 800 number to get your Medicare questions answered. Hi, I'm Medicare Dan, your local Medicare specialist. My job is to help people just like you when it comes to anything Medicare. Call me today, 970-612-8717, and check out my webpage at danthemedicareman.com. That's danthemedicareman.com.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
I'm excited to announce my all-new mattress topper. In the times we're in, I wanted to bring you the best affordable mattress topper ever. So I took my two best technologies and combined them to make the ultimate mattress topper. And now you can get it for as low as $69.98. Queen size, only $99.98. It all starts with my famous MyPillow foam that provides you that overall full-body support. Second is the individual comfort supports that give you an amazing custom sleep experience. It's like it's made specifically for you. The queen size alone has over 14,000 comfort supports. This is the perfect mattress topper to improve any bed. New bed, old bed, your guest beds. Get them for every bedroom in your house. Go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code
HNC
to get the all-new My Mattress Topper for as low as $69.98. Queen size, only $99.98. Don't delay. Order today.
Run in the shadows, down you go.
This article's out of the Hal Turner Radio Show today. And so he goes on to say that for the Iranians to go into bunkers is a sure sign that perhaps unimaginable trouble is about to break loose. And like I've been mentioning, too, over the past couple of weeks, that Vladimir Putin made it absolutely clear to Israel that Russia will support Iran in this conflict. And Russia made it clear to the United States that if the U.S. gets involved, Russia will be forced to enter into the conflict. Then China is also stating that they'll intervene also. China needs Iran. China needs Iran for oil. So Iran is a real partner to China, to Xi Jinping. But the United States had been stating that they'll do everything they can to protect Israel. The U.S. will. Now, I'm going to jump to also another article out of Homeworld News. Netanyahu calls on the U.N. to evacuate Lebanon peacekeepers. These peacekeepers are the United Nations interim force in Lebanon called UNIFIL. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu yesterday demanded that the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres withdraw UNIFIL peacekeepers from southern Lebanon and all the that by remaining in that war zone, providing human shields for Hezbollah terrorists, if they don't move them out, they're going to be casualties. Israel is not going to allow this war in Lebanon to go a year. They won't do it. They're done with Hamas in Gaza. Gaza, for the most part, that they're down to, if maybe, one battalion out of 24. So Israel has taken out 23 battalions in Gaza. It's taken them a year. In Gaza, the terrorists are hiding in the UNRWA facilities, the schools, the headquarters underground. They've been hiding again in schools and businesses. Israel has been, day by day, finding these pockets hidden in refugee camps, schools, office buildings, UNRWA headquarters. And Israel, before they attack, they warn them in every way possible. Leaflets, cell phones to civilians. And then Israel goes forward with the operation, the same in Lebanon. Going to continue to happen in Lebanon. You know, also Israel is having a hard time with UNRWA, the United Nations Relief Workers Authority Agency, and then now with UNIFIL in Lebanon, the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon. This force is there to keep Hezbollah from moving south of what they call a blue line toward Israeli territory. That's supposed to be like a zone where Israel does not encroach into southern Lebanon. Hezbollah is not to have forces in that blue area, that blue zone. Well, you know, they're not going to Hezbollah won't abide by that law, by that UN agreement. They didn't. They haven't. That's why Israel's there, and Israel's made it clear. We will go to the border to the north of that blue zone, and we will take out everything, stockpiles, tunnels, rocket sites, anything in that blue zone, we'll take it out. We want the people in Israel to move back into their homes in northern Israel. And Netanyahu is saying that these Hezbollah are using the UNIFIL patrols, the people, as human shields once again. So he demanded the withdrawal of UNIFIL peacekeepers from southern Lebanon. He said, because they are providing a human shield, these people are providing a human shield to Hezbollah terrorists. It's time for you to withdraw UNIFIL from Hezbollah strongholds and from the areas of combat. The IDF has repeatedly asked for this, has been met with repeated refusals, all aimed at providing a human shield to Hezbollah terrorists. Mr. Netanyahu continues, UNIFIL of the United Nations Interim Force is the interim force in Lebanon, formed in 1978 to oversee the withdrawal of Israeli forces below the so-called Blue Line, which separates Lebanon from Israel and the occupied Golan Heights. Headquartered in the town of Nakura, UNIFIL is currently composed of around 10,000 troops from around 50 countries who are tasked with monitoring the demilitarization of southern Lebanon between the Blue Line and the Litani River. Now, these 10,000 troops, these peacekeepers, they are, for the most part, 100% anti-Israel. From all the nations, 50 nations, 50 countries, they are all supporters of the terrorists. So this is another front, you might say, diplomatically, that Israel has to fight. Is fighting, has to deal with. Netanyahu is making it very clear to Iran, Hezbollah, all the terrorist groups, that Israel has the determination and the will and the means to be victorious on every front. I've stated that the Gaza war is in, this whole war, the regional war, not only in Gaza, but in the region. It is in the Bible. It is in Psalm 83. It's a regional war against hostile countries and family members of Abraham going back 3,700 years. It's in the Bible. There will not be a Palestinian state, an Arab state within Israel. It won't happen. It's in Psalm 83. In Psalm 83, Israel is going to take back Gaza. The whole area from borders of Israel to the Mediterranean coast, north to the Egyptian border, completely take it over, and Israel in the West Bank will completely eliminate the terrorist threat in the West Bank and once again occupy and make the West Bank part of Israel. It will not be a compound for the Arab terrorists. That's what's going to happen when this war is concluded. At the conclusion of this war, Israel will for the most part, be security for a while in Lebanon. The Lebanese government, Israel intends to remove Hezbollah, and return the nation and the people of the country back to some sort of government not ruled by Hezbollah. That's happening presently. And in Syria, Bashar al-Assad, he is being forced to respond to Israel's attacks in Syria. He's trying to stay out of the conflict. But as long as Iran is moving weapons through Syria, Israel is going to continue to bomb their bases, bomb areas around Damascus, shipping lines, roads. These countries are not a threat to Israel. They're a pain. They're a nuisance. But God, the Psalm 83 war, by the time this war is concluded, these terrorist groups are no longer going to be a threat to Israel. America, we are just, and again, this article was out of Homeworld News. Israel is continuing to maintain that UNIFIL has done nothing to prevent Hezbollah entrenching itself in the region while preventing its own forces from responding to the threat. So in other words, Hezbollah can attack, but Israel has no right to defend itself. The Israeli Defense Forces just crossed the blue line, entered southern Lebanon, and UNIFIL has claimed that the Israeli forces have repeatedly hit its bases and outposts. That they have, because the Hezbollah terrorists, extremists, are staying in those sites. 4 Sri Lankan and Indonesian peacekeepers were injured on Thursday and Friday when Israeli tanks fired on their watchtowers. You know, there's this old comedian, he was kind of out there, Sam Kinison, talking about people who live in the desert. Hey, there's no water there. Move. There's no water. It's a desert. Move. And these peacekeepers, you're in danger because you are human shields for Hezbollah terrorists. So what should you do? You should move. You should get out. You should leave. You should tell Guterres that you don't want to be there any longer. You're going to die. You're going to get the flu. A bomb coming from down up above. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Joe, I thought you were retired.
Living on a fixed income is tough. So here I am, an essential worker.
I know. I mean, food prices are going up every day. Thank goodness for BenefitsCheckup.org.
Benefits what?
BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free website where people over 60 can find help to pay for food, medicine, even utilities. I got $1,200 a year in benefits. Maybe it can help you.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
Here's the deal. If you would like to noticeably increase the amount of business you're doing, call us here at AM 1360. KHNC is not just any radio station. Our listenership has grown tremendously over the past year or so because of all the quality programming that's been added. Programs such as the Dan Bongino Show, which KHNC is one of only three stations in Colorado licensed to air the show. Our listener engagement time averages over 3 hours, and our rates are about half of other stations, even though in most cases we have more listeners. Call us at 970-587-5003, and we will schedule you to come on the air free of charge to tell the listeners all about your business. We will also cut a custom commercial for you to be played during the breaks while you are on the air. So again, if you want to try something that will noticeably increase the amount of business you're doing, call us at 970-587-5003.
Hey folks, the Rev here. The PE Sportsman and Survival Show is coming to Island Grove Park in Greeley November 9th and 10th. You'll see hundreds of vendors featuring survival accessories, guns, ammo, knives, military surplus, self-defense products, and much, much more. With free seminars included with admission both days, discover what thousands have learned. PE Shows is where it's at. Visit PEShows.com for more details. See you at the show.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
I'm going to jump to the this election. Donald Trump is gaining momentum like a train going downhill. And it's disturbing the empire. It's disturbing continuity of government. Disturbing the intelligence community. The whole apparatus of terror. Obama is concerned. Over the weekend, he was out telling the black male voters that the brothers should not vote for Trump. And he called them the brothers. He says, "You brothers should not be voting for Trump." And many of the black black voters, the male voters, they do not care for Barry Satoru. Jesse Jackson doesn't care for him. Jesse Jackson has stated that Barack has really been caused great devastation in the black, with the black people. True. It is true. Trump is gaining momentum. Great momentum. The Friday, when Trump was here, the crowds were so big. The crowd was so big. I know that the Democrats in Denver were appalled. They did not know there was this, the magnitude of the people that support Trump from all over the state. They didn't sleep well Friday night. And then Trump, he did state that when he stated that he has a plan for mass deportation after the plan. I'll read it to you. This is out of Newsweek. Trump rebrands mass deportation plan, bashes Harris immigration policies. President Trump branded the mass deportation plan after the city where he promised the program would begin, Aurora, Colorado, at a rally on Friday. Appeared for the first time in one of the two cities where Trump said mass deportations of undocumented immigrants would begin if he wins in November. I make this pledge and vow to you, quote, November 5, 2024 will be Liberation Day in America. I will rescue Aurora and every town that has been invaded and conquered. As part of Operation Aurora, Trump said he would seek the death penalty for any undocumented migrant who killed an American citizen or law enforcement officer. Elite squads from U.S. Immigration and Custom Enforcement and Border Patrol, as well as the federal law enforcement officers, would be sent to find undocumented immigrants and then remove them from the country, Trump stated. And Trump also made familiar attacks on the Biden-Harris administration border policies, noting that migrants were being flown in to the country and bypassing border checks. He was referring to legal methods of immigration that apply to people from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela who are vetted by immigration officials before they enter the U.S. via commercial airlines on humanitarian parole, which lasts 2 years. This has triggered COG, continuity of government, into even higher gear. It's a six-speed transmission. Now they've stuck in a seventh speed. There are two COGs. There's continuity of governors, which no one knows about. There's continuity of government. I'm trying to remember what year Barack Obama passed continuity of governors. In other words, there would be a selection of governors from the different states, supposedly five Republican, five Democrat. So there'd be a balance to basically be in place should there be any catastrophes within the country, whether they be hurricane or groupings of tornadoes, like 10 tornadoes at a time, which is possible, whether there be threats to national security like Donald Trump, or the MAGA people, or conservative people, Christian people, Democrats who are going to vote for Donald Trump. That's a threat to national security right there. Or, you know, Christ returning. That's a threat to national security. Continuity of governors. A new plan to possibly break this nation into 10 regions, and there will be someone appointed for each of the regions, a governor. They're going to eliminate states, I believe. There'll be regions like Colorado, Wyoming, and Montana is a region 8, I believe. I think could be Nebraska. I don't know if North and South Dakota are in Region 8. But there's going to be a governor, you might say someone who, there may be governors, maybe, but there's going to be somebody that actually is the, wouldn't be a governor, he'd be Obama calls it a governor, an overseer of that region. Section 8, Colorado, Wyoming, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, I'm not sure. Rick Rodriguez.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply. It doesn't burn. It doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country. Bleed Stop only works if you have it on hand.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Get yours today.
This is Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. You can hear me now on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com from 11 to 1, Monday through Friday, and at 6 p.m. daily on 1360 KHNC AM radio. Please join me. Thank you, Rick Rodriguez.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Days from 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the Present Truth program. Weeknights, 6 to 7, the first hour of each day's program airs on 1360KHNC.com for podcast or for streaming, and 1360 AM radio in Johnstown, Colorado. Podcasts, 1360KHNC.com. I'm dumping a lot on you. and on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the first hour is on podcast. Continuity of governors. The Council of Governors. Donald Trump right now is triggering the deep state in a major, major way. The Council of Governors is a group of 10 U.S. state governors established in January 2010 to strengthen partnership between the federal and state governments in protecting against hazards of all types. Council recommended by the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2008, enacted by the 110th Congress, signed by President George W. Bush, January 28, 2008, officially created by Executive Order 1352-8, issued by President Barack Obama, January 11, 2010. Obama expands federal power over state with executive order. The order signed January 11, 2010, further diminishes the sovereignty of the states, builds on a framework for possible martial law. The executive order was completely ignored by the corporate media. So, this is something that we do not know. Another executive order. This is by Kurt Nemo, Infowars.com, January 12, 2010. By the authority vested in me as president, by the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America, including Section 1822 of the National Defense Authorization Act of 2008, Public Law 110-118, and in order to strengthen further the partnership between the federal government and state governments to protect our nation, its people, and property, the order reads, the council shall meet at the call of the Secretary of Defense or the co-chairs of the council to exchange views, information, or advice with the Secretary of Defense, the Secretary of Homeland Security, the Assistant to the President of Homeland Security, and counterterrorism, the Assistant to the President for Intergovernmental Affairs and Public Engagement, the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Homeland Defense and America's Security Affairs, the Commander, the United Nations Northern Command, the Chief, the National Guard Bureau, the Commander of the Coast Guard, and other appropriate officials of the Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Defense, and appropriate officials and other executive departments or agencies as may be designated by the Secretary of Defense or the Secretary of Homeland Security. In other words, the Pentagon and Homeland Security will give hand-picked governors their marching orders under the guise of synchronization and integration of federal state and federal military activities in the United States, which is a violation of Posse Comitatus. So this is what it is. There is a continuity of government. There is a continuity of governors. And the perfect storm. We are now all of the ingredients for the perfect storm. The humidity is right. The temperature is right. The wind patterns are perfect. Solar cosmic forces are unseen forces are all engaged. Not only in the natural realm is everything perfect, but in the spiritual realm, a realm that you are pretty much not familiar with, don't see maybe. I see it because it's in the Bible. Alice in Wonderland, a rabbit hole that exists, another dimension, and the dimensions are engaged with the forces in the visible world, governments. The perfect storm. and Donald Trump the greatest threat to national, to America's national security. This individual is such a threat that he is not going to be allowed to continue as president of this country. I wish it would be possible. Personally, I am glad that in 2016, Hillary, Rockefeller, Rodham, Clinton didn't win, but she's still on the stage through, yes, her appearance and through the foundations, the dynasty of her lineage, still having a great effect and influence over the people of this country. I'll be back in a few minutes and continue with the Present Truth Program.
Did you know that 70% of your immune system is in your gut? Good Brew is the perfect addition to your daily routine for optimal gut health. Good Brew provides the perfect balance of prebiotic soluble fiber and probiotics, essential for promoting good gut health. It is so easy to use. Call 307-381-1099. That's 307-381-1099. Use Naturally Inspired and get our special offer. Visit goodbrew.com. That's goodbru.com.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have any body to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
Hello, radio listeners. This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. When it comes to knowing about Medicare insurance for my audience, I connect them to Steve. Big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025, and you need to be prepared. Steve is Northern Colorado's most trusted Medicare expert and health plan specialist. I know that Steve will take care of you.
This is Steve. Don't navigate these changes alone. I'm here to make Medicare simple and work for you.
Call Steve Mallett today at 970-592-5673, 970-592-5673. Get the help you need today. You can always connect to Steve at naturallyinspiredradio.com/Medicare.
Not affiliated with or endorsed by the government or federal Medicare program. Call now to speak with a licensed insurance agent.
And I think I read over the weekend that Donald Trump did make the comment that if he doesn't win naturally, he is done with politics. Well, I I can see that because of his age. And if he doesn't win, what's the term? Paradise lost. Donald Trump doesn't win. Paradise is lost. I know that the machine that we know, the American people suspect, even the deniers, they believe that there is a machine in the background, hidden, political machine, not just political, but the part of the machine, corporations, and all of the agencies of this government, senior executive service, every single agency, every agency that is vital for the existence of empire. Each agency has an individual that has been appointed by the president, 7,000 appointed by Barack Obama when he left power, when he left his second term, before Donald Trump came in. And Donald Trump is passing a law and he did pass this law, Schedule F, which took away the right to, in other words, it was a schedule to remove many of these appointees of Barack Obama. I'm going to read that in the next, I'll go over this, cover it in the next hour. But it's too late. It's too late. I really wished it wasn't too late. But I know that the machine, even right now, Biden and Harris are in conflict. Who is Barry Satoru pushing for? For Biden or Harris? Biden, Harris, that's the question. Or is Barry causing conflict between Biden and Harris so that he can reposition himself in this coming struggle for power over America? We're going to see. I'll be back. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. Hour two, shortly.
Stay tuned for information on how you can save almost $20 per bag of Tahibo Tea.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not